Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee as we continue our spring sports preview here with David Buschka. He's the head coach of the state champion defending girls tennis program. Coach, I know you just had a big smile when I said that, and I did too. It was a wonderful day up in Waterloo with those girls, and an epic comeback with Xavier. A lot of those girls are now off to college and doing amazing things there, and it'll be definitely a new era for the program coming into this season. What's it been like being back with this group, knowing there was a lot of buzz coming off of last year's title?
You know, my biggest message to them the first few days of practice has just been like, recognize what just happened, right? Same thing last year. I told them like, hey, here's some expectations. Expect to go win a championship. Now let's do the work to get there. My big message has been, hey, we just won a state title. We are the best team, the best program in the state right now. Look at what they built. Let's build onto it. Let's add to it. And the energy has been really awesome. I think girls are just hungry for their opportunity after being able to witness that. Our girls who are going to slip into the lineup this year, they've been practicing, or they practiced with that group of girls, and they're just ready for their opportunity to add to the legacy that they started.
You do have one key returner and a couple others who had some varsity time but didn't play at state. We'll start with Claire Smock, who will be splitting duties again. Her responsibilities on the soccer pitch will also be growing this year as well, but obviously a player who's just one of the most tenacious athletes I think I've seen in my 11 years and one who will obviously be a great leader for your team.
Yeah, for sure. Having her back is huge because a lot of times when you think of who graduates, it's one thing to lose all five, right? And that's tough, right? But I think that having someone who knows how to play number one and is a quality number one to fill it, step into that spot, that's huge. She's a great leader by her effort, great leader just in her talent as well. And so that's just a huge thing to help ease that transition a little bit, that we don't have to also be like, hey, you played 9, 10 last year, now you got to play number one. We have someone who has some high-level experience, high-level match experience, came in fifth last year at state doubles. So, and, of course, finishing up that match with Xavier last year. So she knows. And so it's going to be able to lead by example in every way possible.
And then from there, you had your two alternates are also returning from that team. They were at Burns Park. They didn't. They got to even play a couple friendlies with a couple of the other teams. Sydney Naminga and Abby Heatbrink, both from a leadership perspective and a talent standpoint, will really fill that middle of the lineup and even maybe make some appearances at the top this year.
Yeah, there are two other ones, of course, just because you look at where they were. They were 7-8 last year, and you would really anticipate that. And seeing the work that they've put in, they knew what was coming. Right. They didn't think, oh, what a surprise. I'm going to be able to step up and play 2 and 3. But they put in a lot of work and they really took advantage of their opportunities to, again, practice with the best last year. They relished every moment with those girls. And with that as well, again, same thing I said with Claire, like Abby, great worker. She really leads by example a lot. And then you see Sydney, she's a very vocal leader. You would have seen it on the volleyball court as well. One of the biggest smiles on the team, right? And she's positive, but she's also to the point, right? And so she knows how to lead. And her tennis has come along really well. I was just kind of talking with the coaches the other day of like a couple things that we've seen, some tweaks that she's made. And we're really excited for her to be able to step up. And I think she's ready to move into that top half of the lineup.
And then from there, maybe a little bit more of uncertainty, only in the sense of it'd be a lot of your JV players at that point, or some who may have made a varsity appearance, or even some freshmen who are coming into the mix, which can be, for some people, depending on your point of view, a little bit daunting, right? A lot of new faces, a lot of coaching there. But at the same time, a lot of excitement to see some girls really fighting for position and grow in the sport.
Yeah, competition really breeds success. So that's a huge one. I think that, honestly, probably 4 through 10 are going to be really, really tight. And I think that those girls as well, knowing their attitudes, they're going to want a challenge. If they lose a spot, they want an opportunity to still go up. And so it is something where I think the competition aspect is going to be great for the growth of our whole team. And honestly, like you said, it's going to seem from the outside like they are going to be stepping into a brand new world. They're going to be bright-eyed and might be overwhelmed by the situation. But these girls have a ton of varsity experience, just not varsity singles experience. Kaitlyn Plate has been in the top 8 or 9 for the last 2 years. So she's played dozens of varsity matches already at that 4 and 5 double spot. Same thing with Addison Van Wyk last year, or the last couple of years. She filled in a couple years ago, her freshman year, sophomore year. She got a lot of varsity time as well. So I think she got about a dozen there. Reagan Young has always been right there on the fringe, got a little bit of varsity time as well. So especially that top six, all of them have some varsity experience, which is another reason why I'm so excited, because the way our schedule was set up, they weren't playing nobodies down at 4 and 5 dubs, right? And so they know some of those pressure matches already. It's just now we'll add in the singles, which always comes along a little faster. It's a lot easier to find one friend and go play, and they've done that a lot. As soon as those nets were up, I saw those girls out there every single day. And so that's another one. They already have the doubles experience, which is tough to gain and tough to want to gain because the glory is in the singles, right? But I'm really excited for them to be able to make that big jump. And I have a lot of confidence in them to be able to fill those roles and fill those big shoes.
Here at David Buschka, he's the head coach of the Pella Girls Championship, state championship team coming off of last season, coming into this spring with a lot of excitement. And that gets to the schedule. And when you're the state champions, no matter who you are, the schedule's tough. But you were very intentional, and even Coach McCollum the last couple of years, of getting some of those elite 2A schools even on your roster. A lot of these girls have played some of that competition, and they will play some of that elite competition again over the course of the year.
Right. As always, we always have Ballard and Boone for non-conference. Those are always kind of stalwarts because they just have really solid programs. And that's going to be the same again. Plus, we're playing at Ballard, which is just always so wonky. You can always expect it's probably going to be 30-mile-an-hour winds, might snow on you because they're next to an open cornfield. And it's just I've never seen the sun at Ballard. So it's going to be interesting. Plus, they're just really well-coached. And same thing for Boone. And then we just added a couple extra pieces as well. We'll play Dyke New Hartford, who came in fourth last year. Really well-coached team. Have some really strong volleyball players that have picked up tennis well. And we'll play them on Good Friday, part of a triangular with Webster City, a school that I know we haven't played before. It's kind of an odd bird for both those schools to come down and play us. But we don't have school that day, and so we're going to make it work. And then we'll play North Polk, who was a regional finalist last year, lost 4-5 in the regional final. So they were just a few points away from making it to the state meet themselves. Also bring back a lot of their team. And so it's appropriately tough, I think. And so we'll know what we're made out of. And then our home tournament, we always schedule well. I think there's going to be, I think, maybe 5 state qualifiers back, maybe 6. And so it's just going to be a deep tournament because we'll have Appleton, Parkersburg, Council Bluffs, St. Albert's, and then just a couple other really tough individuals as well. And so it's going to be a deep tournament. And then the Little Hawkeye Conference, no matter what, it's always going to be tricky when you play teams that you know and see every year, multiple times a year. And so it's going to be a different kind of schedule to navigate. A lot of teams lost a lot, and so it's pretty wide open, I think.
Well, and that gets to the conversation you and I had when you were the new head coach of the program about setting expectations and goals. And, you know, I think for people looking outside, well, yeah, you had a full returning team last year. It was very easy to set the bar super high. Those girls delivered. And even if they didn't win, they delivered with their effort and all the above. This year, obviously a little more uncertainty in the lineup, but it feels like your goal for the program is not to let those expectations go away and have these girls mentally believe that they're, once again, one of the best teams in the state.
Yeah, it's something where the big focus last year as well wasn't about the winning. It was about be as mentally strong as you can. And if you're able to persist through errors, because this is a sport of errors, you only have to win 51% of your points to win. I think at Novak Djokovic a few years ago, he went like 86-4. That's a lot of wins and not many losses. He only won 54% of his points during all his matches that year. And so it's a game, the margins are razor thin. And so we're just talking about don't let things beat you twice. Just continue to push through and just keep swinging until you find your groove again. And you might have to alter how you play to be able to do that, but being mentally tough enough to adjust. And so I think that that's going to be the big thing is we're never going to focus on the wins and losses. I think that every coach says that, but that's something that, especially we kind of talk about that a lot on the girls wrestling side as well, is about if you put in your effort, if you control the things that you can control, and you are mentally tough and find ways to work through it, and find those coping strategies to be able to work through on that mental side, you can be the stronger player, even if maybe the other player is a better tennis player. Even though that's rarely the case, I think, for us. And so I just need them to believe that, hey, we believe in you. We know you're talented. We know that you're a good tennis player. You go believe it. And we're going to do everything we can to help you reach your goals.
Well, and we'll talk more about this being the last spring season at another time, but this is the final spring season here for Pella Girls Tennis as they move with the Girls Union to the fall. That's head coach of the defending state champions, David Buschke, joining us here, the Pella Girls Tennis team. Coach, appreciate your time. Look forward to walking over to the court a couple times and seeing the girls in action, and hopefully we're playing all the way to the first week in June. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time, and look forward to a really exciting new year where we can surprise some people.